So, after 13 years, I finally did a thing. Guys, I canceled Netflix.
Welcome to In the Weeds with Dexter Johnson. This is a tech podcast all about you, the listener. My aim is to educate, inform, and most importantly, empower you with the tools that you need to face this ever-changing world of technology. So let's get into it, shall we?
All right, so I'm generally curious. Humor me here for a second. Netflix keeps raising its prices, similar to YouTube TV, by the way, which is I'm completely over it. But Netflix keeps raising its prices. They keep adding things. The quality keeps going down. The lists aren't as refined. I spend more time searching for something to watch on Netflix than actually getting to enjoy the content. So, in a nutshell, that is why I've made the decision to cancel my subscription of Netflix. Now, I'm not racist, so I don't believe that the content on Netflix is too woke, like some people might believe. But at the end of the day, I'm spending almost $20 a month, and I feel like my $20 could be utilized elsewhere. There are a plethora of streaming services out there. A plethora. You can literally stream anything all day, every day. But the problem with Netflix comes the factor of I'm just spitting stuff out. Netflix literally, and this is my first issue, Netflix literally throws everything up against the wall to see what sticks. And then, every now and then, they get a really good show. This is my second point. And then they cancel it. It's like, man, I cannot wait till the next season of... Click, 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 search online, read form. Oh, it's canceled. Oh, doggone it, it's canceled. And this is another thing. Number three, I predicted this years ago on another podcast that I was on with a few friends that Netflix was aiming to be its own media network. Netflix didn't want to just license content. They wanted to create content. Hence, Netflix Originals. You know, when it all started, Netflix Originals were great. House of Cards, phenomenal, you know, great, really good stuff. But then I'm just like, oh my gosh, it's so much stuff. The quality is kind of eh. And then it's so much stuff. It's just like, what if I just want to watch a documentary? I have to scroll through endless junk to get to it. Then what's a good documentary? You know, so I'm more or less tired of Netflix because I'm tired of Netflix. I feel like I have other means of being able to watch Netflix, and at this point, I'm just over it. And this is from a subscriber since 2010. Since 2010, where I used to think, oh man, I get two DVDs out at the same... Yes! I subscribed to Netflix when its streaming service was new and blossoming, and you were primarily getting DVDs to watch. That's when I subscribed. And at this point, Netflix is kind of like the old man in the room when it comes to streaming. And the thing that slips for Netflix is that oftentimes it's the streaming service that individuals have that they just continue to pay for, but they utilize the least. And that was honestly the case that I've been in. I haven't watched anything significant on Netflix in weeks. Heck, months. So, Netflix, I'm over you. Goodbye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of In the Weeds with Dexter Johnson. I'm hoping you're coming away more empowered, educated, and enthralled in the technological world. Be sure to tell a friend, share this episode, and follow me on Twitter at Dexter_Johnson. And most importantly, stay tuned for future episodes. Until next time.